السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that you all are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we're going to start with the recitation of today's verses. So inshallah, continuing from Surah An-Nisa, starting from ayah number 96 to ayah number 101. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we start with the recitation of these verses. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما إن الذين توفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم قالوا فيما كنتم قالوا كنا مستضعفين في الأرض قالوا ألم تكن أرض الله واسعة فتهاجروا فيها فأولئك مأواهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا إلا المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان لا يستطيعون حيلة ولا يهتدون سبيلا فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ إِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَن يَفْتِنَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا. So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 96 to ayah number 101. And inshallah, for the theory portion of our class, we are going to start the next topic, which is Ahkam al-Mim al-Sakina. So similar to the previous topic that we covered, the Ahkam al-Nun al-Sakina wa-Tanween, this is also going to be Ahkam al-Mim al-Sakina. So the previous one that we did was the rules of Nun Sakin and Tanween, and we had the four rules for that, which were Idhar, Iqlab, Ikhfa, and Idgham. Similar to that, we also have rules for if a letter mim has a sukun on top. And this is known as ahkam al-mim as-sakina. So the rules of mim if it has a sukun. Now it's going to have very similar rules. It has the exact same names for the rules. So we have three of them instead of four. So ahkam al-nun as-sakina wa tanween, we had four rules. For Ahkam al-Mim, we only have three rules. And the rules are Idgham, Ikhfa, and Idhar. So for this one, we are going to take out the rule of Iqlab. Why do we take out the rule of iqlab? The reason for this is that for iqlab, you are basically changing the noon sound into a meem sound. But for meem as-sakina, it is already a meem. So you don't have to change it into anything. So because it is a meem sakina, it is already a meem. So if you have iqlab, you don't have to change it into anything. It is already a meem. So for this one, we are going to take out iqlab. So that leaves you with three rules. So you have idgham, ikhfa, and idhar. Now, the meaning of these rules is exactly the same as it was for noon sakin. So idgham means to merge, ikhfa means to hide, idhar means to make clear. So these three are going to be exactly the same. Iqlab, you can take out. So let's look at the first rule, which is idgham. So how do you have idgham for a meem sakin? Now, do keep in mind that the rules for this are going to be slightly different, meaning that the letters for each of these rules is going to be different than it was for nun sakin. So if we see the first example, you'll see what I mean. So what is the rule for idgham? So for idgham, first off, what we need is a meem sakin. Okay, so this is the rule of ahkam al-meem sakin. You need a meem with a sukun. Now, there is only one letter that has idgham for meem sakin, and this is the letter meem. Okay, so meem is the only letter for idgham if you have a meem sakin. What does this mean? If you have a meem with a sukun followed by another meem with a shadda, then the second meem is merged into the other. The second meem is also going to get a shadda. Why? Because you are reading it twice and because you are reading it with a complete ghunna. Okay, so let's look at an example to see what this means. If you have the phrase ma lahum minallah, okay, so here in lahum I see that there is a meem sakin. The next letter is the letter meem in min. So what am I going to do here? I am going to merge them together because this has idgham. Ma lahum minallahi. Now you hear that I am merging them together. And now the second meme has a shadda. I am also giving it a complete ghunna, meaning that it is coming from my nose. So instead of saying ma lahum minallahi, I'm going to mix them together. I'm going to merge them together. Lahum min. Now you can hear that I am merging both of those memes together. Another example, if we have lakum ma, I can merge these together. Lakum ma. And here it is going to come from the nose, so I am going to give it a complete ghunna. So this is the only letter that has idgham followed by a meem sakin. And it is going to be another meem, okay? So you need to have a meem sakin followed by another meem. This is going to give you ghunna. You're going to merge them together. And then you are going to put a complete ghunna on this as well. So this is the idgham for meem sakin. You can tell it's a little bit different than the noon sakin because that one had quite a few letters. We had yarmalun. For meem sakin, we only have the letter meem. Now for the second rule, we have ikhfa. Now for ikhfa, the only letter that has ikhfa is going to be the letter ba. Okay, so this is like iqlab, but instead of changing the letter, you're going to hide the letter. Okay, so if you have a meem sakin or a letter meem with a sukun and it is followed by the letter ba, then the meem sakin is going to be hidden between the lips. This is because the meem and the ba both have similar makhraj, so both of them are going to come from the same area. Also, it is going to be accompanied by a ghunna of the meem, so you are going to bring it up into the nose just a little bit. So we can look at an example of this. If we have tarmihim bihijaratin. So here in tarmihim, there is a meem sakin followed by the letter ba in bihijara. So what we are going to do here is we are going to hide the meem within the ba. Okay, let's listen to what this sounds like. Tarmihim bihijaratin. So you can hear that I'm just hiding this within the ba. Instead of saying tarmihim bihijaratin, I am going to hide mihim bi, him bi. So you can hear that it's kind of hiding within the letter ba. Let's look at another example of this. Wama hum bimu'minin. So in we have the word hum, we have mim sakin, followed by the letter ba in bimu'minin. So you are just going to hide the letter mim within the letter ba. Hum bi. And then of course you are going to give it hunna as well. So this is going to be the second rule of ikhfa. Okay, so again, very simple because there's only two letters so far that we've had to memorize. So for idgham, it was the letter mim. For ikhfa, it was the letter ba. These are the only two letters you have to memorize for the rules of ahkam al-mim al-sakin. Why? Because all of the other letters are going to have idhar. Meaning that if you see that there is a mim sakin followed by any other letter besides mim or ba, you are not going to merge the mim. You are not going to give it any additional ghunnah. Okay, so the mim sakin is going to be pronounced very clearly. Okay, so what we are going to do is look at some examples here. If we have the word hum, mim sakin, followed by the word fiha, I am not going to merge, I am not going to hide, just clearly say the mim, hum fiha. Mim is a letter of tawassut as well, so you are allowed to rest on this for just a little bit, give it a little bit of time, and this is going to be the mim with idhar. Hum fiha. Let's look at another ayah and we are going to see the mim a second. Am lam tunthirhum la yu'minun. So you are going to notice am mim sakin, it has idhar, lam has idhar, tunthirhum mim has idhar. So for all of these, you can hear I am resting on it just a little bit because it has tawassut. Spend a little time, but don't merge them together with the next letter. Am lam tunthirhum. So you can hear I'm just resting on this mim. Now, something that I did want to point out is that sometimes when we have the mim sakin followed by the letter waw or fa, what can happen is that you almost start merging these letters together. When, in fact, if you look at the letters of idgham, the only letters of idgham we have are mim. So even for the letter waw or for the letter fa, you are not going to merge them together. Make sure you do come to a complete stop on the letter mim and then you move on to the next letter. The reason why these two letters are done with extra care is because waw and fa are both from the lips, okay? And mim is also from the lips. So because the makhraj is so similar, sometimes what happens is that we tend to merge these letters together. So let's look at an example. If we have the word aydihim, mim sakin, followed by wama, waw, let's read this and see what happens. Aydihim wama. So we are not merging them together. We are not saying aydihim wama. We are not merging the mim. We are going to come to a complete stop. We are not merging them together. We are not adding additional ghunnah. In that same ayah, wama khalfahum wala. So here as well, we have their mim sakin followed by the letter waw. We are not going to merge this together. Khalfahum wala. We are not merging and saying khalfahum wala. Don't merge these together. Waw and fa are not part of the idgham letters. You are not merging them together. Also in the example, hum fiha, here as well, you are going to come to a complete stop. Say the mim with a little bit of time. Again, not too much, but we are just cautious of mixing them together with the letter fa. Hum fiha. So don't merge these together. The reason I wanted to point this out is because waw and fa are very similar in makhraj to the letter mim, and we don't want them to be mixed up or have idgham. So inshallah, that was the three rules of ahkam al-mim al-sakin. Inshallah, in the next class, we will do a quick review before we move on to the rest of the rules. And then also one other thing to note is that the reason why it's only ahkam al-mim al-sakin is because mim does not have a tanween. If there is a tanween, it is only going to be a noon sakin. So that is also another difference between noon and mim sakin. Now inshallah, let's move on to the analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 96. Darajatim minhu. So here this is going to be idgham. Minhu is going to be idhar. Wa maghfiratan wa rahma. This is going to be idgham. Wa kana Allahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Ghafurar. This is going to be an idgham. Ghafurar rahima. Ra in both of these cases is heavy. And then we end here on a 2-count mad. Inna alladhina tawaffahumul malaikatu. This is a 4-count mad. Zalimi anfusihim. This is a 4-count mad. And then here in anfusihim, I see that there is a meme with a sukun. Let's look at the next letter. The next letter is not mim and it is not ba, meaning that it has to be idhar. So mim sound is going to be very clear here. Fusihim qalu. Rest on that just for a little bit with tawassut. Fima kuntum. Here also we have mim sakin. Again, the next letter is qaf, so it is going to be idhar. Qalu kunna mustada'afina fil ard. Ra is going to be heavy. La is permanently heavy. Qalu, this is a 4-count mud. Alam takun, meem sakin. And the next letter is not a meem and it is not a ba. Therefore, it is going to be idhar. Rest on this with tawassut. Alam takun. And then takun, noon sakin, is also going to be idhar. Ardullah, ra is going to be heavy. Lad is going to be heavy. Allah, name of Allah here is heavy. Wasi'atan fa, this is going to be ikhfa. Fatuhajiru fiha, faulaika, this is a 4-count mad. Ma'wahum, meem sakin. And followed by this, there is no meem, there is no ba, so it is going to be idhar. Hamza here with a sukun, you are going to have a little bit of a jerking sound. Try not to bring this into the jowf or too high up in the throat. Ma'wahum jahannam wasa'at, this is going to be a 4-count mad. Masira sad is heavy, ra is heavy, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Illa al-mustada'afina min al-rijal, ra here is going to be light. Wal-nisa'i, this is a 4-count mad. Wal-wildani la yastati'una hilatan wala, this is going to be idgham. Yahtaduna sabila, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Fa'ula'ika, this is a 4-count mad. Asallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. An ya'afuwa anhum, meem sakin, followed by the letter waw. Wow is not a meme and it is not a bat, therefore it is going to be idhar. Again, just be very careful not to merge these together and make sure you do stop with full tawassut. Anhum wa kana. So again, make sure you're not merging these together. Wa kana Allahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Afuwan ghafura, this is going to be idhar. Ra is going to be heavy and this ends on a 2-count mat. Wa may yuhajir, this is going to be idgham. Yuhajir, ra is going to be light here. Yuhajir fi sabilillahi yajid, dal is going to be a qalqala, name of Allah here is going to be light. Fil ardi, ra is heavy. Muraghaman, ra is going to be heavy. Muraghaman ka, this is going to be ikhfa. Kathiran wa, this is going to be idgham. Wasa'a, and then because we are stopping here, make sure you do give that to amarbuta a little bit of hams, and don't drop this, so make sure you do give it a little bit of air. Wasa'a. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ, ra here is going to be heavy. Jim has qalqala. مِنْ بَيْتِهِ, this is going to be iqlab. مُهَاجِرًا, ra is going to be heavy. Ra has idhar. إِلَى اللَّهِ, name of Allah is going to be heavy. وَرَسُولِهِ, ra is heavy. ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ, ra is going to be light. الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ, dal is going to have qalqala. وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, name of Allah is going to be heavy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ, name of Allah is heavy. غَفُورَ الرَّحِيمَ, ra in both cases is going to be heavy. Ra is going to have idgham, and then we end here on a 2-count mad. وَإِذَا ضَرَبَتُمْ, ra is going to be heavy. Ba has qalqala. We have meem sakin here and the next letter is not ba and it is not meem, therefore it is going to be idhar. So make sure you stop on this with tawassut. ضَرَبَتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ, meem sakin again. The next letter is jim, so it is going to be idhar again. عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ, junahun an, this is going to be idhar. Taqsuru, qaf is going to have qalqala. Sad is heavy, ra is heavy. Min as-salati, sad is going to be heavy. In khiftum, this is going to be idhar. Kha is going to be heavy. In khiftum an, so here meem sakin, the next letter is not meem and it is not ba, therefore it is going to be idhar. Khiftum ayyaf, this is going to be idgham. Yaftinakumul ladina kafaru, ra is going to be heavy. Now this is a 4-count med, so if you are continuing, pull this for 4 counts. Because I am stopping here, I'm only going to pull this for 2 counts. Inna al-kafirina, ra is going to be light. Kanu lakum, meem sakin, followed by the letter ayn. So this is going to be idhar. Rest on this with tawassut. Lakum aduwan mubina, aduwan ma, this is going to be idgham. Mubina, here we are in on a 2-count mad al-iwad. So inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 96 to ayah number 101. Just a quick review of meem sakin rules. The first rule we had was idgham, so this is a meem sakin followed by the letter meem, and you are going to merge the meem together. Ma lahum minallahi, this is idgham, again the only letter is meem. Then we have ikhfa, the only letter for meem sakin ikhfa is going to be the letter ba. You are going to hide the meem ميم ساكن within the letter ba. ترميهم بحجارة. Add a little bit of غنّة. And then the last rule is going to be إظهار. And this is going to be all of the other letters that are not part of ميم and they are not part of ba. So any other letter, if you have a ميم ساكن followed by that letter, it is going to be إظهار. The ميم sound is going to be said very clearly, and you're not going to merge them, and you're not going to hide them, and you're not going to add additional غنّة. So inshallah, in the next class, we will do a very quick review before we move on to the next rule. Now, inshallah, it is time for the tafsir portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.